Wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Great to be back with you again. It's just an interesting day, right? I mean, when you think about it, when Biden had had an election in front of him, it was a total freeze on all news, all negative news about Biden and his family. And now that Biden has won, the media suddenly has noticed the son is corrupt. The son's tied to China. The son's got tax issues. Son's got money laundering issues. Son's got treason issues. And the brother has major financial issues involving a bankruptcy of a healthcare company. Biden's brother. All of a sudden, that's in the news. Unbelievable. Let's talk about some of the things that you need to do to protect yourself from bad news in the United States of America. Cornerstone Asset Metals is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They are the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allen Root Show. And they know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. How does anyone pay for the entire country being closed if Biden becomes president and his advisors all say we should just close the entire economy for like 6 weeks? Good luck. Who's paying for that? The country is so out of control. Inflation is coming as sure as I'm standing here, and you need to protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living and your retirement and your children's future. And gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power and people's retirement savings for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. And right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchases. Call toll free 888-8GOLD-NOW, 888-8GOLD-NOW, a free 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com or 888-8GOLD-NOW. You know, one of my favorite topics is gold and silver. I'm a huge believer and a huge buyer and a huge owner of precious metals. And I've got Terry Sacca on the phone. He is the chief strategist and founder of Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of my show, the Wayne Allen Root Show. He's a qualified tangible assets expert. And you may contact Cornerstone at 888-8GOLD-NOW, 888-8GOLD-NOW, or visit CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Terry Sacca, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hey, Wayne, good to be here. Thank you. You know, I just realized that I'm coming up on my 10th year anniversary here with Cornerstone. Feel pretty good. You know, it's a crazy business, and it's very interesting business in the underground. But the fact we've survived 10 years, pretty exciting.
It is. And tell me something. You know, the average businessman or woman in America is having a hard time with COVID. They're struggling. If you own a restaurant, you're dead. But almost any small business is in trouble. I'm going to make a big assumption here. I'm assuming that COVID's probably been really good for the precious metals business. Everybody understands when there's tragedy out there and when there's an economy in danger of failing and a whole country is ready to go bankrupt and locked down, in times like that, you got to own gold and silver. So I'm assuming this has actually been box office business for anyone in the precious metals business like yourself.
Yeah, it's actually been very complicated because supply and demand chains have really been messed up because of COVID. And so there's floods. It comes, it goes, it's available, it's not. A tremendous amount of demand institutionally. And, you know, I'm going to throw a little twist on this, Wayne, that you opened up, which I thought was interesting when you said how, you know, Biden, all this news is coming out now, it's all negative. You know, I'll just throw my hat on this one. I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing that because it is legitimate information. It's really serious. And that may be the reason that Biden steps down to get Kamala in place,
right,
to do what I think they were planning to do all along.
Right. I said that in segment number one. You weren't with us, but that was exactly what I said. They covered it up right, so he'd get elected. They needed an old white guy to win enough votes to win the election. They couldn't have won it with a radical black woman in their minds and their opinions in their minds and their polling. And they got it with Biden. And then as soon as he's elected, they need to get rid of him. So it's either going to be based on corruption or it's going to be based on, you know, that he's got dementia, one of those two. But yes, Biden is not longed for the presidency. But you know what? I think him and his wife wanted one thing. You know, he's in his last stages. Anybody could see that. And they just wanted him to go down in history as a president of the United States. Even if he has to be removed some more time in the first few months or the first year, he's still going to go down in his history with his legacy and his kids and his grandkids, you know, daddy and grandpa was the president of the United States. So they knew, they know what's going on. They knew it wouldn't last long, right?
Yeah, that could be a gift of 47 years of government service, right?
That's it. That's it. And it's a gift that keeps on giving. Your kids, your grandkids, your brother, everybody, everyone along the line, your grandkids are all going to get rich off the Biden name because he was, you know, my grandpa was the former president of the United States. That's a lot better. That's a big upgrade from saying grandpa was the vice president under Joe Biden. Do you remember him? Oh, yeah, you don't. Oh, yeah, no, he was vice president and then got elected president. That's a big upgrade for your legacy and the money, right? It's all about money.
Well, that's just it. It's all about money. And that's why, you know, precious metals have been really strong over the last years, because not just the uncertainty, but the trillions being printed, not just in the United States, but globally. And I don't even think the average in public really understand the depth of the money printing, because it goes deeper than that. It goes into money printing and to the banking system and bailouts that are not in the public realm. So this is a lot bigger than people realize, and why there has been that demand. And the interesting thing is the demand, although it is individual investment demand, you're seeing a tremendous amount of sovereign debt, major money taken physical, and that's what's causing problems in the supply chain.
So I'm going to look right now while I'm on the line with you. Gold and silver have not done especially well of late. They're both up today, I see, or maybe that's after hours trading. I don't know. Gold, actually, I guess was down today, but it's way up in after hours trading. Silver's up in after hours trading as well. But in general, gold had this incredible run at the beginning of the year and during the COVID scare during March and April and May and June. And then it's kind of been lagging for the last few months. Why do you think that is?
Well, there's been tremendous pressure on the bullion banks, especially the exchanges. There is a lot of what you would call derivative manipulation, where they're selling these contracts in the futures market short, naked, that they don't own, to keep the price down. And then what they do is they slam the price down, come back and buy the contract back. They've been doing that because the banks were caught in a massive short position, and they're trying to get out of it eventually. But and the second part of that is they have to keep the gold and silver prices to a cap initially anyway, because it's the bellwether indicator of the U.S. economy, the dollar, and so forth. And this gets really deep. It gets way deeper into what people realize what this election is even about. It's really about the central banks. But it's the manipulation that's been keeping it at bay for the most part. And then, of course, that keeps the average trader away, and then it keeps other people away because they think it's stalled. But really, underneath the scene, the demand has been ferocious while the price has been suppressed.
So tell me what you think, you know, if in fact we're headed into this dark winter. That, you see, I've never gotten very excited about COVID. I rarely wear my mask, and I go out to eat every single night, and I enjoy life with my fiance Cindy, who, as you know, is another believer in precious metals and has bought them from you. And we love Terry Sacca and Cornerstone Asset Metals, and we've bought a lot of precious metals from you. And I'm out there every day and enjoying life and working hard and conducting business. I haven't changed my life for COVID like so many others are hiding in their house. I've never done that. But I have to admit that the average person is hiding and is scared. And they're predicting a dark winter, and lots of people will die, and lots of people will be hospitalized, and lots of people will be sick, and the economy might be shut down, and already is shutting down in major states. What does all that mean as a guy who's watched precious metals your whole life? What does that mean for precious metals?
You see, I take it completely different. I don't look at the news on the surface. It's always like in the military. I had a secret clearance in the military, and it's always what's underneath the surface was what's really true. And with this whole COVID thing, I'm really on the belief that it was let out on purpose. It really is. It's a virus, but I have a better survival rate, obviously, with my immune system than some vaccine, it looks like. But it was designed to create massive fear. They needed, when I say they, I'm talking central banks, we were on the verge of a collapse. So to me, and I got some deep stuff backing this up, it's not conspiracy. This is pretty straight up. But, you know, the banking system last fall was imploding to the tune of $700 billion in the repo market. Now, at the same time, within weeks, the virus comes out. Now, China lets it go to everywhere in the world, but nowhere in China, which was interesting. But since then, silver and gold demand started exploding, And then it's not just the average guy. You see, because the banking system was collapsing to the tune of trillions in bailout already. Wayne, this has been fully focused around money. When you look at it, it's the central banks. They needed something. They were assuming they would go to war if Clinton would have taken over. They needed something to show why the banking system was collapsing. The debt bubble is unbelievable. It is imploding everywhere, and they needed an excuse to cover up their malfeasance. And then they didn't get the war, and along comes a virus, so they say, okay, we can use the virus to our benefit, put the fear on people, create this big COVID scare, and then blame the virus on the economic collapse instead of a war, instead of the banker's malfeasance. Now, that's just my theory, but I tell you what, there's a lot of data that backs that up, because they're in serious trouble and they need to make these changes.
All right, we'll be back more with Terry Sacco. I just want to get all of you educated and empowered about precious metals. So we'll be back, another segment with Terry Sacco, Cornerstone Assets Metals. You can call them at 888-8-GOLD now. He'll take great care of you. You mentioned Wayne Allyroot, and you're a fan of war, and he will give you the best deal on the planet Earth for gold, silver, precious metals, IRAs, etc., etc. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com, plus a very special deal where you get a free coin from Terry Sacco. And we'll talk about that when we get back from mentioning war, Wayne Allyroot, and the Wayne Allyroot Show. 888-8-GOLD now, or CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyroot, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyroot, you know one of my favorite topics is gold and silver. I happen to love it. I've happened to own gold and silver right now in my entire life. I happen to add to it all the time. And we've got our great gold and silver precious metals dealer, the official one of this show, Terry Sacco, chief strategist and founder of Cornerstone Asset Metals, with us. You can always contact him. Tell him you're a fan of war. He'll give you the best deal in the world on gold and silver. 888-8-GOLD now. You got to protect your retirement. Got to protect your children's future. Got to protect your future. 888-8-GOLD now, or visit CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Terry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne. Good to be here.
So, look, when you see that Trump is spending the most incredible amounts of money anyone's ever seen on COVID, and then obviously, you know, Trump might overturn things, but it's going to take a Supreme Court ruling and a miracle. It's probably fait accompli. I hate to say it. Probably we're stuck with Biden as president, but you never know. We'll see. We've got, you know, a couple weeks. We're going to find out what the Supreme Court thinks of the Texas lawsuit, and I think we got a shot. But assuming that we lose and it's Biden's presidency, he wants the Green New Deal. He wants free college. He wants free health care for all, Medicare for all. He will spend us into a bankruptcy, and she, Kamala Harris, I call her Kami Kamala, will spend us to a bankruptcy likes of which you've never seen. But that's great for gold and silver, correct? The more you spend, government, the more, and all over the world, they're spending for COVID. And if they lock America down, they're going to have to spend, and pay for unemployment for everybody. Good for gold, yeah?
Wayne, this is absolutely, but this is so much bigger than that. I think Biden and Kamala are merely just going to be the sheep that are going to be used. But the reason I say it in that context is this is part of a bigger plan. And they're going to usher in the reset standard that is needed. I mean, if you take what the World Economic Forum has said, and these guys are quoting it, this is why now is so vital to be owning gold and silver. They say, and this is Biden going to do this, he's going to be the one that's going to be allowed to do this. To achieve a better outcome, they said, the world must act jointly and swiftly to revamp all aspects of society and economy, from education to social contracts, working conditions. Every country from the United States to China must participate. Every industry, oil, gas, tech must be transformed. In short, we need a great reset of capitalism. But that's a one-world control grid system and probably cashless. And this is serious. They are going to use the lame duck, I would call, of a Biden administration to finally collapse the currency of the United States, the economy of the United States, to then bring us all into this new order that they want. It used to be called conspiracy, Wayne, but now you got these guys so scared because if Trump wins, they're going down. But the World Economic Forum is even coming out and saying these words, and that ought to terrify every American, because that means not just socialism, that's transforming your wealth. And if you don't have protection for that, you're going to regret it.
Right. So gold and silver in your mind are the protection. How does gold and silver, I know you and I have never discussed this before, how does it match up with, you know, like digital currency? You know, what do you think of all the digital currencies out there, like, you know, Bitcoin and things like that?
Yeah, and that's a great question, because there is money to be made in digital currency, absolutely. But I'm under the understanding that the digital currency is a setup. Once they get you conditioned that digital currency is okay, you want to make money in it, fine. Why gold and silver is important? It's tangible. You can have it in your hands. It's yours. Digital currency, if you're not politically correct, or if you're not following the script as China would have, say, because China's behind all of this, if you're not following that script, they'll just turn the switch off on your digital currency. You'll lose wealth. You'll lose buying power. How many of us have been out eating dinner and your credit card got declined for fraud? That's what's coming in the world of control, and that's scary.
So I hear that you hear there are fireworks in the silver market. What exactly does that mean? What's going on?
Well, we have doubled. A lot of people don't realize the price has only gone up maybe 75% over the year, but we have literally doubled from 260 million ounces to over 530 million ounces in just investment demand alone. Matter of fact, investment demand has surpassed world silver industrial demand for the first time ever. And what people don't realize, this is just about American Silver Eagle. They're not talking about bullion. They're not talking about investment-grade bullion or even silver like I deal with, because it's not, you know, on the system. There is such a huge demand right now underneath, and it's being done by sovereigns. They're taking the physical. There's been more silver taken demand out of the futures market on the contracts than they can deliver. And this is going on underneath the scenes. So I guess the best way for people to realize, or how to think of it, if you fill up a bucket of water, it's still the same bucket. But as soon as it gets to the top, it overflows. That's what's going to happen to silver and gold. Right now, we're in a filling up phase while they're extracting physical out of the market underneath the scene. Once that bucket is full, Wayne, you're going to see the price snap. And from here, silver will go up another 75% before it starts moving to other levels. But that's why it's so important, because they're taking it behind the scenes when people don't realize it's being done.
You got to protect yourself. You have no choice. You have to own precious metals. You have to own gold and silver. One of the great runs of all time for gold and silver, by the way, was that first term of Barack Obama. It flew. Well, now you got the third term of Barack Obama. I call him O'Biden. Contact Terry Sacca, cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Call him. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Thank you, Terry.